This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Michigan legislature approved a budget before leaving for the summer recess. It would be impossible to go over everything in the budget, but we've asked our Friday commentators to come up with the highlights and the lowlights of the budget. Joining me are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us via Skype. Vicki, let's start with you. What do you think is right in this budget?
I think increasing per pupil funding for education is right in this budget. I'm very pleased to see that there are some increases, $120 per pupil for the most wealthier funded districts, and then $240 per pupil to start closing that gap a little more between the lower funded districts. And I think it's a good thing. We're moving in the right direction in terms of per pupil funding.
Ken, what did you find in the budget that you liked?
There's a lot of good things in the budget, in part because there was additional revenue, $500 million of additional revenue identified a month ago. So there's more money for schools, more money for roads, more money for career training, and more money for the rainy day fund. All of that is good.
Vicki, what did you find in the budget that you didn't like?
I didn't like that there were policy inserts into the budget, especially in the school funding bill, about underperforming schools, that policy issues should not belong in a funded budget. Some other things that I thought were concerning was the maintenance of a general fund at about $10 billion. While that sounds great to the people of the state of Michigan, it really means we're moving backward in terms of the amount of money we have to spend with general fund, general purpose revenue.
Okay, you're gonna explain that. General fund's the big checkbook, the normal checkbook that's not earmarked for things. So why does that make a difference?
Because that is the discretionary funding in the budget that funds most of the things we talk about. When we talk about a $56.8 billion budget, only about $10.5 billion of that, and that's a lot of money. I'm not saying it's not a lot of money, but that has remained static for the last 20 years. And that's my concern, that we're not living up to our promise of holding to inflationary increases only. We are going backward. Now, we are being very fiscally responsible in our budget, but we're letting a lot of things slide, like roads, like underground infrastructure, like water testing, and making sure that the Great Lakes are protected and putting more money into all of that infrastructure. We've also taken money out of local communities, leaving them in very dire straits, and that is not good for the state of Michigan.
Ken, anything in this budget make you raise an eyebrow?
You know, there's always dust-ups and controversies in a budget like this, but kind of in keeping with the theme that you and Vicki were on, you know, there's going to be a day of reckoning. Wasn't this year because of the economy, but when you depend on the general fund for things like roads, which historically have been funded with user fees like gas taxes, when you depend on the school aid fund to fund universities and community colleges, as this budget does, when the economy goes south, there's going to be a day of reckoning. But it wasn't this year. It'll be down the road.
You know, it wasn't that long ago when the legislature was habitually haggling over budget details much farther into the fiscal year. What's changed?
I think that legislators got smart and realized that this last-minute haggling and threatening to shut down the government is not useful. It's not a good policy. And the longer we stretch this out into the summer, the longer and the more dangerous it gets in terms of brinkmanship. So the idea of trying to have a budget in place, even though it's really not mandatory that it be settled in summer, this is a very good thing. This now gives the school districts the opportunity to plan because their budgets have to be in place by July 1. And it gives local communities time to understand what's going on with their funding because they also have to have, many of them, their budgets in place by July 1. I think this was a smart move on the part of the governor to insist that we move this forward so that the haggling is done earlier. Most of the budget numbers are based on the May consensus revenue estimate. The governor gives his input in February, and there's no reason why it should be delayed. So I am pleased to see that. I am disappointed, however, in, again, another policy statement $4 million here to defund Planned Parenthood, which provides health care to 420,000 women across the state of Michigan, women and men.
And the governor has indicated that that probably is not going to fly. Ken, has it been Governor Snyder that's led to the legislature getting this budget in early?
Oh, he deserves some credit for that because he insisted on it. But the real test for getting the budget done before the October 1st start of the state's fiscal year will be if you have a governor of one party and a legislature of another on top of having a recession. That's going to be the test of how easy and quickly you can get a budget done. It's a lot easier to do it if you have one party control the government and the economy's good and revenue's pouring in, which is the case right now.
That's Ken Sikkema, a former Republican member of the legislature, and Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic member of the legislature. Hey, good to talk to you guys. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Thanks, Lester.